Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, the person who knows is Africa. She just said, I know.
That's a lot of pressure.
So what do you know? I'll tell you what she does know, but because we've had to get our heads around an awful lot of new terms over the last 18 months, as well as getting a handle on the Greek alphabet to find out what variant we're on this time. In fact, variant, there we go. Language evolves, basically, is what I'm saying, and changes over time. And every year, the dictionary experts in the world, they who make all the major big dictionaries, including the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oxford, yeah, Collins, right, Merriam-Webster,
yeah, okay.
Yep.
Right, okay. De Valdre?
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, it changes over time, and every year the dictionary experts, what they do is they get words in common use and that and say, okay, listen, this is used so much, we've got to stick it in the dictionary. So the new editions for 2021 is what I'm looking at here. They were released this week, and Africa O'Connell is here now to take a look at the words that we're all talking. Variant, is it there? That's not a new
word.
It was in a
short list for last year. It's already in the dictionary,
well,
but it's a different use.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's how it gets in the dictionary.
Do they do that?
They expand definitions. Yeah, right. They expand definitions.
Right. Overall, that's one example. But how does a word make its way into the dictionary?
So word gets into the dictionary when it's used by loads of people who all agree that it means the same thing. So if you're like, if you have a kid who's like 4 and he's come up with an amazing word for something that the English language can't do without, the way to get it in the dictionary is to use it. So you have to write it down, you have to talk to people about, you have to use it in common, like in your common parlance or whatever. And that is how Oxford and Collins and stuff come across it, because dictionary editors read all the time. They're looking for changes in languages. So to find vocabulary that's entered mainstream life in a different way, or in, you know, new phrases and stuff like that. Terms like, say, bucket list or sexting or unfriend and stuff like that. They look at sites and publications with huge readership.
Some people want to get into the Guinness Book of Records. You're not trying to tell me that some people are trying to use a word so often and get it used so often that it'll get into a dictionary.
Well, do you remember Mean Girls when they say you tried to make fetch happen? Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Oh, really?
She was trying to make fetch happen.
Oh, okay,
and a lot of people
enough.
Can't. So that's how you get it. You have to, the use of it has to evolve. It has to become common. So something like, you know, to expand the definition of, say, something like variant, it has to, the use of it has to go up, you know, thousands of percent at a time in order for it to be considered as, you know, to expand the definition, to include it as we understand it now, which is in relation to COVID-19.
And I presume, obviously, the internet has hastened the pace of words getting into the dictionary. And over the last 20 years, that's the big thing, is it?
Yeah, it is. Because we have more access to information than we've ever had before, the pace at which words come into, you know, global parlance or English language parlance, I should say, of course, then eventually the speed at which they get added to the dictionary, the definitions expand, is like lightning speed at this stage. So new words like hashtag and selfie get loads of attention when they're added to the dictionary, but loads of new words they add are new meanings of words that are already staples in the language. So you see stuff like mouse and cookie, which, you know, 50 years ago wouldn't have had the same definitions that they have now. We understand it in relation to computers and stuff like that. So mouse and cookie, the definitions of those have expanded and changed thanks to dictionary people and us for using them.
Right, indeed. Okay, well, let's take a look at the words from this year. I know, I bet you I know the biggest one of all.
This is, you're delighted with this.
Are you ready? Garth.
No.
No.
He came too late in the day, unfortunately. Right. I'm sure that is gone.
Garth was in the dictionary in 2014, then he was kicked out.
Exactly. Yeah, he had five spaces in the dictionary in 2014. But the thing is that, you're going to be delighted with this because you've talked about this so much in 2021.
Wow, I can't wait.
It's ridiculous.
So something that I like this?
So would you like to hear what it is?
Yeah, what is it?
The
yeah.
Associated Press reported earlier this week that Collins Dictionary and Oxford English Dictionary had each picked their words 2021 words of the year. Collins chose NFT.
The non-fungible token. Great. One of these days, with our 10 guests on the programme, I'll finally understand what the hell it's all about. Okay.
Would you like their definition?
Yep, the non-fungible token.
It's the unique digital identifier that records ownership of a digital asset. So this has entered mainstream this year.
I knew that, but explain it to me.
I can't explain it. Nobody can.
Oh, fantastic. NFTs are only in this year. I would have thought it might have been last year. Yeah,
right. So it's unusual to have an abbreviation as the word of the year. So it's non-fungible token, but NFT is what made it this year. It's made Word Collins Word of the Year because it had a more than 11,000% rise in usage in 2021. I'd say you're responsible for about 9,000%
of that. The funny thing is, like, people really do say NFTs. They don't say
non-fungible tokens. Yeah, exactly. Right, so exactly. it's about what's being used regularly. Yeah. So
it should be in under the, like, you know, like the first thing should be non-fungible con. I mean, it's the greatest con since, like, certain paintings went for 500 million.
My favourite chronically online activity at the moment is people screenshotting people's NFTs.
Oh, that's cheating. Oh, no, that just takes away from the NFT-ness of it all. From the uniqueness.
Yeah, people are just going out deliberately to troll people who have bought NFTs. You go, well, I have it now, you know, just by screenshotting
it. If you can actually show the, what do you call it, like the barcode.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, if you actually...
But it's like nobody cares. Imagine calling over to someone's house and getting... It's the worst version of people's holiday pictures. People showing you their barcodes on stuff that they've bought. No, thank you.
Didn't your man, what's his name, Jack Dorsey, sell the first tweet?
Yes, his tweet. His first tweet, hello Twitter, or whatever it was.
Somebody bought it for a few million or something.
Yeah,
the
most valuable NFT sold for $50.3 million at a Christie's auction in March. So
that's Beedle Deedle Beedle.
Exactly.
Some guy's painting.
Yes.
Or yoke that he was making for a year.
Exactly. Yeah. So Alex Beecroft from Collins Learning said, it's unusual for an abbreviation to experience such a meteoric rise in usage, but the data we have from the Collins corpus reflects the remarkable ascendance of NFT in 2021, and that is why it is Collins Word of the Year.
I was thinking about something recently where somebody said, is shit show in there? Because every second American kind of people talking about politics, they're just using it all the time about what's happening in Washington.
Do you know what, actually? Well, I didn't check to see. Oh, that's stupid. I'm going to go and find out. I didn't check to see if profanity is allowed to be in Word of the Year.
So
I don't know.
For God's sake.
Sorry, Dave. Yeah, I know. Sorry, very sensitive.
Anyway, go on.
But then Oxford for 2021 picked Vax, V-A-X, as their Word of the Year.
Is that vaccine? It's a short
for
vaccine.
It's short for vaccine, right. But it's because people have used it as an abbreviation so much over the course of late 2020.
Do you want to hear a lot this year? Asymmetric. Is that
asymmetric?
In there?
In what context?
I don't know. Every context. Every time I was like, why are people saying these words?
Asymmetric didn't make it on my short list, as far as I can see, for 2021. But so in the just a little tiny bit more on vax, the word vaccine was first recorded in English in 1799, and the derivative of the word, like vaccinate and vaccination, both appeared in 1800. And the runners up for this year's list included vaccinate and vaccinated, but vax was the one, the handy abbreviation that everyone
so I suppose an
use.
Awful lot of stuff is being kind of like is COVID related in some ways.
Yeah, massively. So I have other picks for 2021. Regency Core was one of them, and that came from Bridgerton.
Alas, stop. I mean, seriously, like the word, wait a minute, core. They put core into everything.
Norm core.
Yeah, I mean, everything is core. That's not a new word.
Cottage core.
You know, like every second.
Cabin core.
There's an awful lot of stuff in music that has core in it as well.
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah.
And then there's all the different, I mean, you could get into all the metal ones.
Yeah, well, that's, like, yeah, go on.
I mean, is symphonic black metal there? No.
No.
How about Viking metal or crust pink metal? No.
I knew you'd do this.
Right, or drone metal or sludge metal or porno grind or thrash metal or... Like, I mean, all those ones. Are they in this year?
No, they're not. Shockingly, no, they haven't made
PPE. Is that there?
No, I tell you. What? I tell you what else is here. No, shh. For a second.
That's very 2020, I suppose.
Exactly. This is what has. That's exactly it. Fomites.
Viral load. Okay, go on. You give me your list.
So there's three ones from this year that made the shortlist. Regency Core. That follows Cottage Core and Cabin. Well, I'm just telling you the facts.
Tell me about Regency Core.
Yeah, so it's a distinctive fashion aesthetic, in this case inspired by Georgian styles made popular by the TV show Bridgerton.
Okay, just hold on a second. Was Bridgerton a hit in the States? Or was it a hit in...
I think it was one of Netflix's biggest hits ever.
Okay, fair enough. Is this only Oxford English Dictionary? Okay.
Do you want another one?
Regency Core. I'd love one.
Chuggy. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of
basic.
Like, oh, really?
It's kind of basic.
Uncool. I thought it means you're not yeah,
whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Like, the word cool is the word that's lasted longest.
It is, actually,
from the jazz era through rock, that is pop, very true. Everything. Cool always seemed to work.
Yeah,
and so therefore, as far as I'm concerned, uncool.
And it kind of always means the same thing.
Right,
you know,
so I'm not going to say choogy. I'm going to still say uncool.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think anybody's going to say choogy, to be honest. But it had a brief ascension during the year, so that's why it's in there.
So that's enough for it to get in, yeah. So in other words, if I look at the dictionary in 10 years' time, will choogy still be there?
It could, yeah, it could well be. So we've got pingdemic as well. That came from the UK. So this was the rocky road kind of back to normality. What was happening was the NHS app was pinging people to self-isolate, and it was used to describe, the media came up with it, used to describe the epidemic of absences from work caused by pings from apps that warned users if they've been in close contact with
an
infected
person. And I presume if something like Bitcoin is so last month, is it now Dogecoin?
Bitcoin came about in 2013. Did it was one of the words of the year in 2013.
And anybody who bought one then is doing very
well.
That's
exactly
today.
It. And along with twerking, because that's probably what you would have been doing in 2012 if you actually had bought yourself some Bitcoin at that stage.
Right.
Whereas now,
indeed,
that is a mere dream. Climate anxiety was another one from this year that made the shortlist.
Climate anxiety.
Yeah, it's a phrase.
I know. Sorry, that's not like new anything. That's just two old words
it's
together.
Different, but it's different phrases. Do you remember what I said to you about the way that things change. Also, COP26 took place in Scotland this year, so it had a big surge in use. 2020 word of the year. So we're going back a little bit. What do you reckon it was?
Social distancing.
No, but you're close.
I have no idea.
Lockdown.
Oh, lockdown. Right,
lockdown, yeah.
Right,
yeah. So it takes a huge amount to unite the world in what concerns people. But one thing that did was lockdown.
And lockdown. And containment and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that. And price gouging.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to hear the shortlist for 2020?
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
2020. Right, so, of course, you had a huge rise in the use of BLM and Black Lives Matter because of all the protests we saw in the States in the wake of George Floyd. Also, we had Megxit, which was...
That's your woman going off to live back in California, which was the plan all along.
Exactly. Key worker got in there in 2020.
Key worker was in 2020. It's not 1940.
You and I were key workers. Can you believe it?
Frontline workers.
That, funnily enough, didn't, because I think a lot of this is driven by the UK as well. So
first
key
responders?
Workers, first responders. No, it didn't. Mukbang got in there. So this is a South Korean phenomenon.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it properly, but I think that's close. It's a South Korean phenomenon where people eat massive amounts of food on.
I was just going to say massive amounts of muk.
No,
okay.
Massive amounts of food on camera in order to get loads of followers. Yeah, on the internet. So
give us some previous ones. You were able to go back to 2013.
Previous years. Yeah. What year would you like? Would
you like?
Okay.
2013.
2013. The word of the year was geek. In
really?
2013, yeah. So if you call someone, usually your man or a boy, a geek, you're saying in an unkind way that they're stupid, awkward, or weak.
Really?
Which I thought was a bit mean.
Geek has been around for.
I thought so too. So I was kind of surprised
some
by Donnie that.
Darko earlier on.
Exactly.
There.
Yeah, anyway. I'm surprised by that. But on shortlist was twerking and Bitcoin. In 2013, in 2014, photo bomb.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
When was the big one at the Oscars?
Oh, yeah, I think it might have been around that time.
So that could
have been it. So
spoil a photograph
for them by stepping in front of the photographs taken, pulling a face or whatever. The shortlist for that year included Tinder, Bake Off, and Normcore.
This core business. Core is cheating. Okay, give us 2015. What
was
that?
2015. Binge watch was the word.
I've been binge watching a lot longer than 6 years, I can tell you. All right.
So if you binge watch a television series, watch several episodes, one after the other in a short amount of time. The short list from that year, we'd like this. Dad bod.
Right.
Ghosting.
Right.
Man spreading.
Oh, yeah.
And Corbynomics.
Yeah, well, that's because he was doing his Labour thing.
It's a snapshot in time. Yeah. I'll do 2016 for you. You want to care to take a guess at 2016?
I haven't a clue. Oh, Brexit.
Brexit. Of course. Brexit. Word of the year.
I thought it was going to be Trump. Trumpism or something.
I know, but that actually did come up. So it was withdrawal of the United Kingdom. Short list for 2016 also included Hygge from Denmark.
Oh yeah, we had a whole thing about that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Snowflake.
Oh yeah.
And Trumpism.
Oh, there it is. Trump.
There you go.
Okay, right.
2017, fake news was word slash phrase of the year. False, often sensational information disseminated under the guise of news reporting. Shortlist included Antifa, Echo Chamber and Fidget Spinner.
Right, wow. Antifa is still big, like a huge in terms of January 6th. And
exactly.
All that kind of thing, and other stuff that people say, blah, blah, blah.
And I'll blast through 2018 free. Single use was word of the year. Shortlist was Gaslight, VAR, Me Too and Gammon. Which okay, the fallout from
give us,
Brexit.
Give us 19.
2019, climate strike was the phrase slash word of the year and a form of protest. People absent themselves from education or work to join demonstrations demanding action to counter climate change. Shortlist included.
Fantastic.
Deepfake, cancel,
well, you're saying
and non-binary.
That, I'm going to say this because last night's Late Late Toy Show was a roaring success. €4.7 million was donated by the audience to the RTE Toy Show Appeal. And one of the ways to donate was via the Revolut app. And you can still donate right now. Revolut's co-founders pledge to match any donations up to midnight tomorrow to a maximum level of €1 million. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Revolut app, you can donate there. It's very easy. That's the RTE Toy Show Appeal. Afric, thanks a million. Fair play to you.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.